It's 7:04. Good morning. I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. The State House advanced a plan to restore some net neutrality protections. The FCC voted to end net neutrality later this month. Internet companies like Comcast say they prefer to see the federal government set the rules. Matthew Brill is a lawyer representing these providers. He says having different legislative approaches is complicated.
It's not been good for any of the stakeholders, for consumers, for industry players, to toggle back and forth between different models of regulation. It creates uncertainty and instability.
But advocates say restoring net neutrality isn't a form of regulation. The Illinois proposal asks providers to disclose if they do not plan to follow current net neutrality guidelines. In other news, the bipartisan Illinois Senate Women's Caucus threw its support behind the Equal Rights Amendment, helping it win approval in the upper chamber. But not all women are on board. Jacqueline Driscoll has more.
Decades have passed since a congressional deadline needed for national ratification. Though some advocates say it's still worth fighting for, the measure earned a no vote from 12 Republican senators, all of them men, plus State Senator Jill Tracy from Quincy. She says it's redundant.
If we don't enforce the laws that we have in place, I don't know how they think that it's going to be changed by something like a constitutional amendment, which I think is a very serious infraction. And more importantly, I think the whole issue is fairly moot.
Many protections the ERA outlines are now in both state and federal laws, and it's unclear if approval will result in any legal changes. But supporters are still pushing. The Illinois Senate voted to ratify in 2014, but it died in the House. This time, the chief sponsor is optimistic it can pass. I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
Illinois lawmakers sued for sexual harassment would not be able to use tax money to pay settlements under legislation approved by the House. Republican David McSweeney's bill won unanimous approval. It now moves to the Senate. McSweeney says some members of Congress used the public's money to settle complaints. He says state lawmakers told him they are unaware of any such payments in recent history, but he wants to make sure it won't happen again or happen in the future. And a man wanted in the shooting deaths of three people on a Rockford party bus turned himself in to police. Raheem D. King was booked into the Winnebago County Jail Wednesday. The 22-year-old is charged with four counts of first-degree murder and is being held without bond. His girlfriend, 21-year-old LaKeisha Kizart, also turned herself in to authorities. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. SIU trustees are expected to vote today on a controversial proposal that would shift $5 million in state funding from the Carbondale campus to Edwardsville. The board met in a working session yesterday where members appear to be split in their opinion on the matter. During public comment, Trish McCubbin with SIUC's Graduate Council urged trustees to take their time on the plan, saying it could have a devastating effect on an already struggling campus.
We are one system. The health of one campus affects the health of another campus. We should be working to strengthen resources together for the whole, rather than pitting one campus against another.
Meanwhile, Ken Witt with SIUE's School of Pharmacy says that campus is growing and deserves a bigger piece of the pie.
We have more students. We have a new program. We just have greater need than we have ever before. This allocation, quite frankly, is overdue.
Trustees were divided on the issue as well, many saying they'd rather wait for a consultant to analyze just how state funds should be split between the campuses. Others say there's been funding inequity for decades, and it's time to act. The board meets in regular session today with a fund shift on the agenda slated for a vote. Nearly three dozen SIU students participated in a teach-in yesterday as trustees were meeting at the SIUC Student Center. History professor Natasha Zaretsky was critical of campus leadership. She's calling on students to be more active in fighting the proposed reorganization.